Do Not God video presentation. Modern Mystic. So, I was going to play a different video of his, but he deleted it before I got around to it. So, he's deleted all his videos except for this last one. So, for whatever reason. But basically, the conversation is that, yes, we're just robots. It's all just, you know, mechanical processes. And there is no soul, there's no God, there's no other stuff. Basically, science says, and the only place I disagree is that he says science says torture doesn't matter. And that's, I don't think science can say that, and I don't think it actually does say that. That even though everything we feel and everything we think is an abstraction, you could say an illusion, you could even say a delusion, it really doesn't matter because it is. It's a fact that, you know, we consciously, the event happens. We make it, okay? Consciousness is made by our brain, and it's a rather unique thing to be able to feel. It's just a fact. Now, the thinking part, you could say that's just iPod, you know, that's just a iPhone, whatever, smartphone kind of bullshit. The idea that thoughts are connected to thoughts, words are connected to words, that's just basic processing. The fact that we can feel the words, feel the concepts, have a quality, you know, is just a fact that it's more to the word than just the word. We experience it, so I don't see any room for debate, frankly. But apparently you have to have the debate. So basically the argument is, yes, I agree with most of what he says, except the nihilist moronic part where somehow it's taboo to have a conversation about value, because if you do, then you're being religious. And that's just nonsense. You don't have to be in any way religious to just recognize clearly the brain's creating this unique thing called feeling. There's nothing else like it. I mean, you can't compare it to anything. and it's a real event. You know, in spite of the fact that just created in a brain, it doesn't sit in the real world somewhere feeling something. It only does it because there's certain connections made inside of a computer that creates this sensation. And again, it's just a fact. You can't, yeah. Because it's made out of electricity and wiring doesn't mean it's not happening, is my simple argument. He never addresses that simple argument, but whatever. So we'll just use this as, again, for fodder for concepts. And so, yeah. Strangely, he's usually kind of disciplined about his presentation and all of that kind of stuff, and he's got the camera at a crappy angle, and, you know, it's not his, not his usual well-structured video.
Right, let's just start with... Right, we'll come to Sean B's comment at the end, but I just wanted to deal with the perennial problem of people that go saying that it is an illusion and will never get over this illusion because it's such a good illusion. And that illusion is obviously, it's somewhere along the lines of, it's an acceptance that yes, there's only a mechanical thing. But the mechanical thing, what? I don't know. And this is what we'll go into.
So what? I don't know. You know, I'm just saying mechanical thing clearly is creating the whole illusion, right? So even if, you know, you convert it into this illusion of a person sitting in a seat and it's, you know, we're watching the screen. The screen is the fact that our brain is processing information from the world. The photons aren't the thing. So the thing I'm seeing is... not directly. I'm not directly interacting with the things I see. I'm interacting with a projection, a movie, of the things I'm seeing. And the movie has usually a pretty solid connection. That is, I can reach out and actually physically interact with the things my brain sees, okay, that it creates, an illusion. But again, the real subject is, yeah, okay, all that's mechanical, but can't deny the fact that the consequence of the mechanics is that we have sensations. And in my opinion, the sensations are undeniably valuable.
And I thought of describing it in using two words, and they're illusion and delusion.
Ah, so I did the same thing.
To drive home the point.
That was interesting, right? So, see, we do think alike in a lot of ways. Because I thought of the same... I haven't watched the video. I thought of the same word, connection, in terms of, okay, he's going to argue it's an illusion. But he could argue it's a delusion, too, and it wouldn't make any difference. It doesn't change the fact that we're doing it. So who cares how illegitimate the source is? The baby's here, okay? It's right there in front of you. Who cares it doesn't, who knows who the father is and the mother's a slut and all that? Who cares? It's right there in front of us. We're conscious. Who cares whether it's made out of shit or not? It's here in front of us, and it's obvious that it matters.
We've got from the past videos, what I'm saying is that the mechanical thing creates a puppet. But I'd say that that description is not an illusion or a delusion. And when people say the whole thing about life and being an I and feeling like an I is an illusion.
Yeah, well, who cares what we feel like, okay? Even what we feel isn't the subject. The subject is, do the feelings have substance? Are they weighty in terms of, can we appreciate the cavern of difference between a nail in your eye and a cupcake? And do we really know that it's kind of an absolute reality that no matter what the book of the universe is going to have written in it, there would be no logic to saying, oh, and there was this silly feeling thing and it didn't make any difference. You know, we could have tortured trillions and trillions, or we could have given them all cupcakes and it wouldn't make any difference and it doesn't matter and who cares? Totally uninteresting fact. No, it's like the only fact that's interesting. All the other facts are the uninteresting ones. The only one that are interesting is the welfare of the conscious beings. Everything else is just rocks banging into rocks, and yeah, it really doesn't matter.
Or a delusion. So let's go into it. If it's a delusion, that involves one thing. So, as in, we use the expression, he's deluded, he thinks he's Napoleon. Yeah, it's just one person with a delusion, and it's just an idea that's wrong. So we just need to be sure on this, that if we're going to say about the situation that we're talking about, it's a delusion, we have to establish what is deluded.
Okay, what would be deluded is anybody thinking that the I, the sense of self, was a, some sort of soul or some sort of ghost that popped into things or something. That would be, in my opinion, scientifically delusionary. It would be inconsistent with what we know how the universe works. So it's a delusion to think it's something other than part of the mechanical process. So the same mechanical process where you learn how to play the piano or you practice or you learn something, it's the same thing that we had to learn how to feel. But we learned it, you know, in a context of learning how to interact with gravity. We didn't do it on purpose. We did it as a practical matter. And it's I would argue that it's a construct built into the DNA, really, that you are going to feel, and you're going to be, your feelings are going to be triggered by certain events. And so how they're triggered, you know, is very subjective. In terms of the more, like how you grieve or different things that, you know, emotionally trigger. But clearly some of the triggers, like headache or whatever, they don't have anything to do with any subjective crap or even conditioning crap. It's just basically the mechanical system has already got those hard wires. They're already there. You know, the date of your birth, they were already constructed or in construction. And you didn't have much, your life experience wasn't going to have much to do with the fact that that's how the wiring is, And when certain things happen, certain blood pressure and a certain hormone, headache.
We might get the idea that I am deluded, or is it the machine that's deluded? And as long as we...
Yeah. Right, and so as long as we understand that every time you say I, you just mean me brain, you know, your brain is deluded, your brain is foolish, your brain is ill-informed, your brain is, you know, whatever. It's just a brain, and it has stuff in it, and you can qualify and define the stuff in it and say, yeah, it has insufficient stuff, or it has stupid stuff. You know, it has dumb notions. It's connecting words poorly. Its vocabulary is perverse.
Understand that it must be the machine that's deluded. It has a delusion. The machine has a delusion. It's only one thing for a delusion. A delusion is a one...
Right, but we're talking about the fact that we don't pretend to feel. So that can't be qualified as a delusion. All right, back. So the delusion would be thinking your brain was free. You know, free will, all of that kind. It would be a delusion to think your brain can do any free thing. That it's not, you know, genetics and then environment, and they're just swirling in there. What you've been exposed to, what you've done with your time, what computer screens you've looked at, is all determining how you connect words and what kind of lights are blipping on and off inside of your brain. So it would be a delusion to think something about the fact that you're conscious. But the fact that you're conscious is not a delusion. Whatever you tie to that experience, you know, in terms of what you say its source is, that can be the delusion, the misinformation. But you can't really call the thing making you conscious, the fact that you do feel, that's not a delusion. That's just a fact.
Thing. And if it's one thing that has the delusion, it's the machine that has the delusion. Yeah. The more common one.
Right. The brain can be ill-informed because it's, you know, it's banged into something, drew a wrong conclusion, thought a platypus was a duck, you know, with very small wings.
Is illusion. Now, for an illusion, standard speech, and that's the way it's intended, I'm sure, in this way of putting it.
It's just a mirage or a misimpression created by the image looks like something, but it's not what it was. I mean, you know, they call magicians illusionists, but they're really not illusions. You know, I mean, it looks like he pulls a rabbit out of the hat, but we're not fooled. We know the rabbit didn't live in the hat. I mean, we know he was squished somewhere, and he, you know, released him from his squished position.
It's a two-party thing. Something or somebody creates an illusion, and something or somebody is tricked by the illusion. An illusion is always a two-part.
Right, so I don't think that's true. The illusion can just be a happening in the environment. I mean, you can have graphic pictures that are called illusions, you know, because there's little squares and right, blah, blah, blah. And the same thing can happen environmentally just by luck, that, you know, you can have light reflect off of something and look like something, and it's not what it looks like. It's showing you a pattern, and the pattern isn't real. It's just the way the light reflected off the water or something.
Party thing. So it can never be this thing that's being described by people that describe it, an illusion. Because to have the illusion, you need two things, two parties. And we have to then ask, what are those two parties?
No, the illusion is would be just saying that the illusion is in not understanding, okay, that your brain, like I said, just it's an illusion of sight. Sight is an illusion because, you know, our brain interprets it as this three-dimensional image, you know, and this three-dimensional reality, when no, you can figure out that no, I have to reach out and actually physically touch something. I'm only seeing photons reflecting off the surfaces. I'm not really seeing an object. I'm just seeing light reflecting off the object. So the knowledge of what's really happening breaks the illusion. But even if you break the illusion, you can't deny the fact that he pulled the rabbit out of the hat. You know, it still looks like he pulled the rabbit out of the hat.
And that is the implication used by the people that say it's an illusion. They're implying without saying there are two parties. There is the mechanical apparatus and there is the soul, the I.
Okay, so he's still arguing about this as if any part of this audience is intensely religious, which it's not, and that they're arguing that there's a soul, which I don't think they are. And so in my opinion, this is a really crude and unnecessary way to argue against free will, or to argue that it's just a mechanical process. The illusion, okay, is the consciousness. That's an illusion. It's a construct in the brain. It's not something that it's not what it feels like. It feels like something, you know, something like it feels like a person inside of you. That's what it feels like. But we can understand that's not what it is. It's just a bunch of neurons firing in certain patterns in a brain that has been software configured to react in a certain way and create this idea of being conscious. But we can't feel it. And we, you know, understanding that it's mechanical doesn't change the fact that it is interpreted clearly as a thing we feel, not a thing we see or touch. You know, it's what we're touching with. It's what we're sensing touch with. You can't touch it, but you can use it to touch.
The me. There are two parties. Yeah. So when you hear people say, yes, it's an illusion, it's such a good illusion. Einstein or somebody said it was an illusion.
Well, Einstein said about a photon, it's an illusion, but it's one hell of an illusion. And yes, the argument is consciousness is an illusion. It's a projection made by the brain. It's just flashing blips of light, so to speak. But the fact is when you do whatever the brain is doing, you end up with an experience that is undeniable in terms of it has qualitative function. It's undeniably, there's no way if I was at a bank somewhere or I was at some place where you gamble with this stuff that I would gamble with torture and say, yeah, I don't care how much torture I lose. You know, no, I'd be very, I would cherish those torture tokens and I wouldn't take any chance of, you know, having more torture imposed. So it's not something any rational person, if they were actually gambling with their sensations, they would never, okay, they really wouldn't, recklessly distribute torture risk. They accept it. They would never go to the store and, you know, sacrifice feeling good for feeling bad. Never happen.
Just understand that what they are implying are there are two parties. There is the presumably mechanical substrate that is creating an illusion. Is it that way around? I don't know which way around they are even talking about. I doubt if they do. And then there is the me, the I, that is tricked by that illusion.
So again, this isn't the argument. He's going to keep making these arguments as if that's what people are arguing about when that's not what they're arguing. I don't see it anyway. What they're arguing is that the I thing is a real thing happening. Whether it's bullshit or not as a thing, it doesn't matter. It has to be described as a thing. Yes, it's an event, but we describe it as a thing. And again, most people, I think, will accept the, well, okay, it's an event that happens in a brain, all right? And it's an event controlled by environment and circumstances. Okay, now the point is does the event have more significance than the substance of its parts? Are its parts all it is, or is the fact that it makes this illusion of consciousness profoundly significant in terms of it opens a value door. It creates value. Again, the whole point of us having this kind of brain that plays with feelings is to give us a concept of reward and punishment to make us capable of evolving. Evolving to our environment, adapting to it, learning. That's the whole point. And the fact is the brain needed to create this opposing thing, that would reward and punish. And in creating something that could reward and punish, that is, create a carrot and a stick, a whip, create a positive and a negative endorsement of a activity, it was trying to create just a synthetic, and it created the real thing. So that's the funny part. In attempting to synthesize value, it made value. I think that's an important truth to be written in the book of ultimate and eventual reality. That's in the final book, I think. It's just this understanding that the only thing evolution was after was something to endorse or reject a function. And in attempting to create that valuer, it ended up creating value in terms of experience.
And just so when you do hear that, just know that mechanism of thought can and should be used to dissect what is being saying, and it really shows it up for being just another way of saying there are two things. There is the mechanical thing and there is the ethereal soul I thing. Yeah,
I know. So I don't think that's the argument. I don't think that's where you trigger most people. I think you trigger them when you attempt to discount the meaning of experience.
So that's the illusion. I just wanted to go to Sean B's comment because I thought it was very good and kind of gets me to the end of this series of Gandalf just says constructed ? Gandalf, I thought it was quite clear. Constructed, yeah, constructed. It's self-constructed, if you want to call it self-constructed. But then...
obviously it's not self-constructed in any other way than it can reflexively react. So there's parts of us that are constructed, a physical reflex, and then we're building reflexes with those reflexes. So the reflexes we pile on top are in a sense dependent on the ones in the bottom. But they are building another layer of reflex. So every bit of education you get is another layer of reflexes, another layer of word interpretation. It's probably much like that. I mean, obviously the smarter you get, the more processing you have to do with the more content you have to process. So, and it does kind of fit with the description of a moron as being nothing but, the very crudest of knee-jerk reactions. And the smarter something becomes, or the more informed, the more layers are on top of that reflex. And so there's more processing automatically has to be done because there's more distance, between all the electricity has to travel more distance because of the more unfortunately, it's the vocabulary, with age, it's funny how many just words just pop out of your head. So anyway, I'm just trying to say, and I had a word and I can't find it, just for the idea that you're doing more interactions. And it's intrinsically takes more time to do that.
Depending what level of things, everything is self-constructed. I mean, the Golden Gate Bridge was self-constructed by America. I mean, it depends how zoom in and zoom out you do. I mean, is a bacteria self-constructed or constructed? It's the idea, it's a mechanic.
So obviously it's all not self-constructed because everything is essentially dependent on its ancestors, So the ancestors of every bit of material that comes together or coalesces, in because of the destiny of its path. The place it landed just happens to be the place the bird shits, and it gets shit on the head. I mean, it's it didn't self shit on its head.
Technical process that starts with two pieces, and the two pieces go to four pieces until it's built up into something that can be called one whole. But the entire process is a mechanical construction process, and obviously the human being is a mechanical construction process. So constructed, it's not a brilliant word, but it's a new word maybe that you haven't heard for the construction of a human being before.
Yeah, I don't know whether there's much purpose in it, because construction implies deliberation, you don't construct a pile of shit. And so much of us is shit that you would argue it wasn't constructed, it was excreted,
But yeah, constructed, yeah. I think it's fine.
Extruded.
Sean B., in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The mortal shell, meat machine, is constructed as a temporary temple for the DNA spirit.
All right, so I don't know. So this is one person. So, but I'm just saying, most of the people I think listening to The Modern Mystic are not interested in conversations about religion.
And the meat machine is meant to oversee the construction of new temples of the DNA spirit, new meat machines. It withers away and breaks down. Nothing can withstand the test of time. Everything is temporary.
Oh, so that's just more bullshit. Everything is temporary when, atoms last, 468 billion years or something. it's just baby talk, when people say that kind of crap. We're obviously, our obsolescence has nothing to do with any kind of, the environment obliges everything to go thermodynamically into shit, or, some sort of entropy problem or any of that crap. We're biologically designed to die. It's a deliberate function of the DNA. It's a constructed process. That has elemental, fundamental purpose. You can't reproduce if you don't die, because then there isn't any place for your reproduction to live.
But by the grace of God, the cycle continues. It's all a bit Dawkins' selfish gene and very mechanical biological process of why are we here?
Well, I mean, all of that, though, was broken, 20,000 or 30,000 or 40,000 years ago when we started doing this, abstract thinking, storing information, collecting data about what we are and why we're here. And so all of that selfish gene kind of shit, this really isn't part of the conversation. The conversation of our thought memes, ideas, theories, isn't controlled by evolution.
We're here because the DNA makes us here. So if anybody at any time asks the question, why are we here, or why is this here, that there has to be something there for that question to be addressed of. Why is that there? And the reason that is there is the DNA answer.
I'm just saying it's really so irrelevant to this part of being human, the intelligence part. We already know the brain is meant to function well. That is, it's supposed to be able to tell the difference between a duck and a bear. So it's supposed to do logic. And we can do logic very well. Most people can tell the difference between a duck and a bear. Most people can tell the difference between something that's a real threat and something just looks threatening and all that kind of crap. The brain is made to process the environment and get right answers, not wrong answers. So let's not pretend there's any part of it that has anything to do with, it's can't get past what biology forces you to believe. Biology doesn't force you to believe in a God, and it doesn't force you to believe in, silly, aggrandized notions of your function or any of that crap. None of that is biologically controlled. It's all just controlled by social memes, which are morons have kids and they teach their kids how to be morons. Yeah, that's the problem.
DNA has constructed, reconstructed itself through time. But I think that basically Sean's got it with the idea that in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, whatever. I don't think he's got anything. It's bad poetry. You can't even tell whether he's being sarcastic or like this is what he really is propagandizing.
Spirit, amen. That delusion and illusion be damned. These meat constructions will never feel like it's a meat construction because it's
okay, so just yeah, of course we can understand it. Yes, there's no obligation to go any further and to just say yeah. I mean, you can't make, you know, it feels like a meat construction to me. It feels like a possession. Okay, you know, some sort of controlling mechanism. I mean, that's, you know. And it's certainly personal. I mean, there's no part of this machine that feels like I can feel what's in your head or feel how your thumb feels or any other part of you. I don't feel what you're doing. I feel what I'm doing, this piece of meat. I see through it. I feel out of it. I mean, it feels very personal and like it's right in there in my brain. I mean, it feels like I am right behind my eyes. And it's right where my brain just happens to be. So it works out quite well. So I disagree that this is a problem with what we feel. It's a problem with how people think. And that's the only problem. And the problem with your thinking is yes, you're getting all this mechanical crap right, but somehow you think because feelings aren't a bowl of soup. I don't even know how to describe it. They are kind of a bowl of soup. It just happens to be a very unique soup. And when you make that very unique soup, you have a feeling being. You arrange the barley and the whatever you're going to throw in this soup. You know, neurons, electricity, zip, zap, zap, zap. You put it together the right configuration and you have toothache or, you know, headache or, you know, ball ache or whatever ache.
Not constructed to feel like it's a meat construction. It's constructed to feel like it's a two-party state where the invention...
Okay, so I don't see how it feels like any kind of two-party state, but whatever. Whatever.
But it's made of the ruler of this two-party...
I obviously am not consciously aware of the subconscious creating what I consciously watch. But I would say that I don't think anybody would be being honest if they said anything other than it's like watching a movie. I watch myself do things, but I really didn't do it. I mean, my hand just did this. I didn't do that. What the fuck was that? The whole thing. What the fuck? I just said, what the fuck was that? Did I say what the fuck was that? I didn't say what the fuck was that. I mean, okay, I said it, but I didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't make up that sentence. I just didn't make up the sentence I just spoke. I didn't have anything to fucking do with it. I'm just saying it's pretty easy to see that, you know, I'm just watching. Consciousness is watching what subconscious creates. But who cares? You know, because obviously everything we experience is subconsciously created. It's all the byproduct of brain doing a bunch of electricity shit.
Party state is something special, and it dedicates its constructed life to making that ruler more and more special so it better comports with Darwinian evolution and goes in a DNA sort of way through in time. In other words, this construction is highly unlikely to ever realize its pure mechanical...
No, I mean, see, it's silly. You realize it, I realize it, lots of people can realize it, so that's just silly. And like it was hard to do? No, it's pretty easy to do. especially once you hear somebody else say a word that might even be indicated of it. So as soon as you hear the objections to free will, like somebody says something like, well, what's the free part? Yeah, I mean, there's having a good will, an informed will, a smart will, all of these things, but there's no such thing as a free one. How do you get free knowledge? There's no free knowledge. You have to acquire the knowledge. There's no, oh, you just have character. Well, no, because character has to come through the whole experience and learning process.
Nature. Therefore, I would go with the idea that the glorious thing, the puppet that's created and is glorified at every occasion through a normal life, should be extra glorified, and go with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, so whatever. So he's saying something just so obnoxious that, you know, we should have this process, this brain that's capable of understanding that the brain is just gaming us, that we're just a byproduct of our programming, that we're niched and all of that kind of stuff, we're gapped, we're, you know, we're all of these, all this bigotry that's capable because of how we grew up and what we desire and our definition of pretty versus their definition, all of this stuff that can create all the conflicts and all the bullshit that gets in our way. And he's saying double down on that. Double down on being just a moron and not recognizing, okay, that we're just computers and we think being alive means something, but it's just an illusion. It's all AI. It's all artificial intelligence. There is no real intelligence. There is no real feeling thing. We're all synthetics. It can never be made any other way than synthetically. There is no such thing as the real thing. There's just duplications that duplicate, that are one hell of a robot. Well, we're one hell of a robot, frankly.
Men, and say it's a soul, and it is put in by an ever super mega powerful god.
So again, he's again trying to turn it into this religious god versus science dichotomy, and it just doesn't exist. There's no scientific fact that demonstrates there isn't a cavern of real difference between a nail in your eye, the sensations associated with a nail in your eye, and the sensations associated with yummy cupcake. There's absolutely no scientific evidence that says, well, those two sensations are exactly the same. It doesn't mean any difference. You could just have more and more of that nail in the eye stuff, and it really wouldn't matter. No, that's not science. That's stupid.
And it is a part of God, and it is through this God particle that this meat thing is experiencing the universe that the God has created. In that way.
So again, he's really not having a conversation with religious God botherers. So this is all just such a dodge for the real subject, which is nihilism versus a recognition that even though it's a mechanical robot, the fact is it has a welfare stake. It can be hurt in a real way, not just in some, you know, where the word hurt pops up and it doesn't, you know, I'm hurt, dot dot, beep beep, I'm hurt. You know, it's not just beeps and dots, where we are synthesizing a real qualitative difference.
The puppet is glorified to the maximum and will probably flourish more in...
All right, so more of this flourish more in religious moronicary. You know, like somehow religion's done humankind any good, that, you know, it doesn't just set you up for Holocaust after Holocaust after Holocaust. It's just too silly that this intelligent human would sit there and argue that humans are better off being dumb. I mean, it's just, yuck, it's disgusting.
The mechanical world in which it has to operate. And it just seems, from a Darwinian sort of way, this is close to the optimal.
Yeah, a crocodile. Yeah, we're not crocodiles, though. So that's the whole point. You know, crocodiles are made to do this simple mathematics, simple knee-jerk reactions. The whole point of us having the more complex brain is to do more complex thinking, to be a little more subtle and to see more detail and to appreciate these subtleties and the importance of them, to be able to understand there's a future, and the future is either, you know, either I poo in the neighbor's water or I don't poo in the neighbor's water. I can't rely on evolution to tell me the right answer. The right answer requires thinking and appreciating that their welfare is just as important as my welfare. And I wouldn't want somebody pooing in my water, you know. We're made to be able to do that thinking, and here you're saying don't do it. It's just too silly. Be a crocodile. No, don't do that.
Belief system. So I can only say go with it. Leave that with you.
Yeah, too silly. I don't know what this means. Some sort of solidarity thing? Solidarity in nihilism or something? It's the universal nihilism fist? Yeah. Fuck it.
Bye.
Yuck. So, yeah. So it is, you know, a profound... It's like me, you know, being able to talk, like having civil conversation with a rapist or something. I mean, you know, his philosophy is obviously all the good is just thrown in the garbage by this profound evil of pretending what's going on here on this planet in all of these little sentient brains. It isn't profoundly important and profoundly valuable. And every bit of it that we can prevent, every bit of harm that can be prevented, is a cherished value, a good. And we all should be as focused as possible on minimizing this blood footprint, this leakage of value, the waste of torture. There's, yeah, so anyway. So yes, I don't know, like I said, he's talking to six people over and over and over again. Two of them are the same person, more than one comment. Oh, so annoying. And I have not deleted any of your comments. Whatever. We know comments are very, you got to be very careful how you write them. You know. Because, yeah, YouTube doesn't like a lot of words. A lot of words aren't words anymore, unfortunately. So, anyway, so I think that'll be enough of a video. I think I've stressed the theme well enough that, you know, science can say a lot of things, but it can't say, well, there's no value in the universe because there's no thing that could have value. And it's not about a thing having value. It's about a process having value. And the fact is, the process that creates our consciousness is creating value experiences. And you can't compare them to sticks and stones. You can't compare them to any other process taking place in the universe, as far as we know. It's the only process we know of that's actually creating this effect. It's the only thing, like if sound was an idea, it's the only thing making sound. If light didn't exist in the universe, this is the first photon. You can't deny that consciousness is a unique thing, not a regular thing. All right, something like that. So anyway, I think that's enough of a video. So we'll just say, you know, till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. Unfortunately, I mean, it's just sad that smart people just turn off and fold out and, you know, do all that. You know, he'd probably find, the whole LSD bullshit, just such bullshit. And he's just as much of a wasted brain. He's just as much off in a useless tangent. No point in doing any thinking if your thinking is going to destroy the only thing worth thinking about, value. Amazingly stupid thing to do, but whatever. Can't, nothing you can do about it. Can't reason with it, that's for sure. So anyway, till the next time, and such and so forth and whatnot. This has been a DoNotGod.com video presentation. Always remember, Google is evil. Don't play with it when you don't have to. Fart in its direction, if you can manage it.